Legion lamplighters, over the backboard, and be careful of what you wish for. It's all next on This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, Michigan's go-to resource for student financial aid. Hi again, everyone. I'm John Johnson, and welcome to This Week in High School Sports. The easy part is now underway for the Eastern Thumb Area Legion Ice Hockey Team, a cooperative of seven small schools from Huron and Sanilac counties. The Legion is off to a 500 start in its first year, but it was getting to that first year that was the challenge. Coach Larry Camp jumped through all of the hoops with different school districts to get MHSAA approval for the co-op program, which helped keep a number of kids used to traveling even bigger distances outside of the Thumb region in the game.
It's nice not to drive an hour and a half to practice anymore. That's probably the best thing about it. You know, I get to talk to my teammates at school about practice and the games and stuff. Of course, the people in my school that don't play hockey get to see me now. That's definitely a plus.
The hope for Jared Kuhn and others on this inaugural squad is to look back on what they started someday.
Well, I hope it's something that these elementary kids can look up to when they're developing their hockey skills. I hope it's something that they look forward to when they become a freshman so they can join the high school hockey team. I really want that kind of atmosphere. I want that to be people's goal, to be on the Legion hockey team.
You can read more about the Eastern Thumb Legion on the second half page of the MHSAA website. Our MHSAA TV game balls this week go out to Novi's Giovanni Miles and Arian Verma, who each hit game-winning shots in the closing moments. A boys basketball wins last week over Bloomfield Hills in Northville. And Moira Joyner notched her second triple-double in three games in lifting defending Class A girls basketball champion Saginaw Heritage past unbeaten Heartland. You can watch all three of these games right now for free on MHSAA TV. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to This Week in High School Sports.
Do you need money for college? Michigan Student Aid is Michigan's go-to resource for student financial aid. They administer scholarships, grants, college savings programs, and other resources that help make college accessible, affordable, and achievable for you. See how they can help you today by visiting michigan.gov/mystudentaid and connect with Michigan Student Aid on Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, and Instagram.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with Sam Davis.
Let's test your knowledge of high school basketball rules with this You Make the Call. An offensive player stops dribbling on the end line immediately behind the backboard. Double team, the player throws the ball into the air. The ball travels over the backboard, where a teammate flies down the lane to grab it and scores on a thunderous tomahawk jam. You make the call. Is this legal? The sides, the bottom, and the top of the backboard are always in play. Anything supporting the backboard, like the brackets and wires, are always out of bounds. The ball can even travel behind the backboard at any time, even between wires and brackets, and still be in play if it doesn't touch anything. But the ball may never pass over the top of a rectangular backboard in either direction. This is a violation, and the ball is turned over to the other team.
Thanks, Sam. You can be a referee. Go to the MHSAA website now to register. With college football's national championship on the horizon, it's interesting to listen to the verbiage flowing out of the different camps about the structure of that tournament and to draw parallels with the high school football playoffs here in Michigan. Of course, it all starts with those teams left behind and cries for expansion. It's as old as the playoffs themselves. Those folks should be careful of what they wish for. Expansion has only ever accomplished one thing at the high school level here in Michigan: more teams getting into the tournament. And that in and of itself can't be called achieving a solution because of all the other problems that have come with scheduling, gamesmanship, league busting, and the like coming to the fore. And none of it went away with any level of expansion. Those kinds of things will only get worse if expansion happens with big-time college football playoffs. At least in the college camp, there are some people saying leave it alone. And while the sentiment for an all-in playoff here in Michigan has died down, there's still a desire to play with the map, which proponents say will improve the atmosphere. But history, in my view, teaches us otherwise. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us, everyone. I'm John Johnson. We'll see you next time.